You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning, October 27th. Thursday morning means we get to check in with our friends at LSS Living Lutheran Senior Services. Anne Marie, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Andy. I'm very good this morning.
Me too. I am, well, I always love our Thursday morning conversations, but you always liven it up now and bring in someone with you. And it's always fun to meet the folks behind the scenes and the folks on the front lines, too, at LSS. And you brought one of those with you today.
I did. And so, actually, we're doing a lot of things that are quite special today. First, I'm going to tell all of you who are listening, if you're at home and have the option to get to a computer, I'm going to advise you that you're going to want to go to Facebook and go to the Lutheran Senior Services page. So you can do that by going to the search bar and typing in Lutheran Senior Services, or just by going to www.facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services, because right now we're actually doing Facebook Live. So not only can you hear what's going on the radio this morning, but you're also going to be able to see something pretty exciting as well. So we're going to give you a few minutes to go over there. Again, that's Facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services. And while you're there, make sure you like the page as well.
What we really need, though, something that radio doesn't do and Facebook Live doesn't do, we've got to invent something that can convey the smell.
And that's going to be very important today, Andy. Very, very important. Because let me tell you, there are a lot of smells in the studio right now. Because I'm so sorry to say, but we are breaking the cardinal rule this morning of no food or drink in the studio.
That's okay. It all is good. When you bring food into the studio for me to taste, then, you know, we can break that rule.
So today I do want to introduce our special guest. His name is Christian Gullett. He is our executive chef at Mason Point Senior Living, which is in Town and Country, Missouri. And we're actually going to be doing a great recipe this morning. So good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Anne-Marie and Andy. Thank you for having me. This is a exciting opportunity. I was telling them earlier, I've never done a cooking demo on radio.
You mean you don't get up every morning and go into a radio studio to cook?
I do not do that. And this is a new change for us, so this is very exciting.
Well,
I love
it. We can change that. You can come over every morning and cook over here for us if you'd like.
That would be awesome.
I am seconding that idea.
Yes. So today we're going to make a one of our new fall winter menus that we just rolled out at all Lutheran Senior Services communities. It's a orange ginger shrimp. Now, we say that it's a very quick, easy, simple dish that we like to utilize with a lot of flavors and a lot of aromatics. So what we're going to start out doing today is we're going to start out making the sauce first. That's really one of the quintessential parts of this dish, is making just a nice aromatic sauce. And so for that, we're going to start with our aromatics.
So I see there, Christian, that you've got a pan with a little bit of oil in it. What type of pan do you need to be using?
So, well, you can use a lot of different ones. A wok is a traditional kind of pan, mm-hmm. Asian or stir fry, but this isn't going to be a stir fry. You can use skillets. You can use anything for that. What we're doing is we're going to do an Asian influence recipe. So one of the portions of that is it's not very high heat. Now, a lot of people are drawn to use sesame oil because it is kind of that mm-hmm. Asian influence dish with it. But sesame oil burns very fast. So sesame oil is really just a finishing oil. It just has those aromas for it. So we're going to start what we call our aromatics. Can you hear that?
Sure.
There's
can.
There's a nice sizzle going on. That was the green onions, I think you
that
just
is.
Put.
That's a little green onions.
Okay.
Fresh garlic.
I am a huge fan of garlic.
Absolutely. And garlic is a healthy item to add as well. And I always say, when you look at recipes, and the recipes call for dry garlic or dehydrated garlic, get the fresh out. The fresh is really where all the flavors are going to be.
So this is where that smell that we talked about, is if we could convey that over the radio to you all, it smells, you know, you've got that tangy kind of garlic smell going on. And what are you adding right now?
This is a little sherry, a little cooking sherry.
Ooh.
And that's going to help with the sweetened flavor of it, and really deglazing a skillet, we call it. It's taking that those aromatics that are all stuck on the bottom and just kind of releasing those flavors from it. And that's really what it does. And next I'm going to add my honey. Now, honey is a great substitute for recipes that you see a lot of brown sugar or maybe granulated sugar, anything like that, because
sure.
Honey is natural. It doesn't have, you know, a lot of that artificial sweeteners or anything like that that you kind of want to stay away from. And so that'll really translate. So now you're getting a full flavor.
Yeah, you can. Well, and the smell, I wish we could convey that smell. How would you describe it? Just the sherry and the combination of all of it, the sherry, the onions, the honey, just
the honey. Yeah. Oh, the garlic with that. And I can see on the pan, like it's coming together, like it's glazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks so good.
It kind of, I don't know, kind of reminds me of some of the fondue restaurants. Some of the smells. That,
that's great.
Do you think?
I love fondue.
So now all I did was add my fresh orange juice and a little fresh unsweetened pineapple juice. Okay. I like to use the unsweetened because, again, you don't want to make it so sweet that it's just overpowering for the dish as well. So we're just going to let that glaze a little bit. And while we're doing that, just, you know, get into the flavors of it, get in the smells. And it does smell wonderful in here. we were a little worried about any fire suppression, but
we're fine.
Don't worry. Great. I think it's great by now.
So your kitchen at Mason Point must smell amazing all the time.
We try. You know, that's one of our benefits of doing what we do is we're able to get out to the different dining rooms and we can work in behind the scenes with the kitchenettes. So what we do is we produce a lot of the food and then take them up to these different kitchens that are all throughout the community, and we're able to do plate-ups and fun things. One of the things that we just rolled out is an omelet station, made-to-order omelets. So I love going in. If you notice these induction burners right here, there's no open flame, so they're great just to go right into the dining room with. And we produce omelets. And not only that, I was telling Anne-Marie also, is we look at the healthy side of it. So not only are we just bringing sodium and with bacon and ham and, you know, all these different type of proteins, but we're also adding a lot of vegetables. So when I go set up an omelet station, I have spinach, tomatoes. I have all of our fall vegetables that are coming on right now, butternut squash out there, asparagus. I mean, just real fun vegetables. So our residents get a taste of that and get to try something new for it. So now my sauce is really glazed down a little bit. I'm going to take that off and I'm going to let it cool right here. And then I'm going to start on my shrimp.
Oh.
The reason why you don't want to make your shrimp and your sauce and everything in one skillet is shrimp cooks very, very fast. So you want to kind of just let that simmer a little bit. You want to cook it very quickly so it doesn't turn rubbery. And, you know, we all have that issue with it. I'm going to add a little bit more, again, vegetable oil. And then we'll finish that with the sesame oil. But with this one, I left out of the recipe, but me and Anne-Marie were talking a lot about, you can add any vegetables you want to it.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some nice julienne peppers, some red onions, some carrots. Everybody asks me all the time, you know, how do you know something is healthy for you?
Sure.
If it's not prepackaged, we know it's you're making it from scratch. But I said, look at the colors that every dish has. You know, if you can see your greens, your reds, your purples, your blues, you know you're getting a little bit healthier. And that's what we talk about with a lot of dietitians. When we're coming up with recipes and menu items, we talk a lot about the color, the presentation, because it is. It has a lot to do with that.
So if there's more color on your plate, and it's not from artificial dyes, but rather from natural fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely.
The more color you have on your plate, probably the more likely it is to be a healthier choice.
Absolutely. And that's just a great, easy way to look at it. So what we're going to do here now, again, we're working with our aromatics for it. So I'm going to add a little bit more green onions. You can just hear that starting to sizzle. A little bit of minced garlic right here, our beautiful minced garlic. Now, you don't want to overpower because you've already got garlic in your sauce. So you don't want it just to be nothing but garlic. And then I'm just going to take some shrimp, and this is going to go very, very fast.
Oh, things are sizzling now.
Yeah, now we're cooking up.
Now we're cooking. And already, so the studio here at KFUO has some lovely glass windows that overlook the lobby. And already we have some visitors who are joining us over there, pressing their nose against the glass. I don't know if they can smell it, but
oh, but they get to taste
sure
it here in a little bit.
And they're going to be our taste testers as well.
We're smoking up the studio. Uh-oh.
So if you notice our vegetables, look, my shrimp are about halfway there. They cook very, very quick. I'm going to add my vegetables at this point. Again, you don't want to overcook your vegetables. You don't want to cook all those nutritionals out of it. And as you can see, the beautiful color, the red onions, the green and red peppers that are going to follow with it right there.
So, and you just finely slice those up, but you could probably cut them anyway?
You can, absolutely. One of the things that I also love to talk about is people talk about, with cooking, the prep time. Oh,
sure.
Man, I mean, if I walked in and I saw all this, we call it mise en place, which is mess in place in French, meaning our preparation, our setup. If I had to walk in and prep all this, I don't have time for that. I said, that's the best part. Prepping it, you know, julienning your peppers, cutting your onions, taking that time, opening a glass of wine, and, you know, just relaxing in those moments. And then you take it and then you throw it all together, which is a very quick process. And that's where I say, bring in the kids. You know, bring in
sure.
family members. Say, hey, let's going to go in here. We're going to cook a stir fry. I'm going to show you all the ingredients. That way you're not being bugged while you're prepping it. But when you're putting it together, it's always a fun thing to do with the whole family. And even at dinner parties, I always wait until everybody starts arriving before I cook. I have everything
prepped. Yeah.
Yeah. Set up, then I'll go out to the grill and start grilling. That way everybody has time to walk around and really get to see what you're doing and have fun with it.
And they get to smell it, too, as it's being prepared.
That, I think, is the number one right there.
They get to see it all.
Good smells.
Put it all together. Absolutely.
I know. Who would have thought, Andy, that we would be having shrimp for breakfast
I know.
This morning? But I'll take it.
I know.
Here's my ginger right there. Just a teaspoon of ginger.
Now, Anne-Marie, we're going to share the recipe, too. You're going to share that on LSS?
Yes. So if you are hearing these great smells, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, we are actually going to be putting the recipe on lssliving.org/blog. And so, again, this is the fall recipe that Christian and the rest of our chefs across Lutheran Senior Services are debuting, because they do, like Christian was talking about, we change up the menu so that we have fresh seasonal items. And so, Christian, have you gotten any reviews so
Absolutely.
Far?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what are people saying?
It's been the biggest thing for us. We've had great reviews. When we rolled out the new fall-winter menu, our focus was on a lot of healthier items, of course, cutting out the fried, a lot of the fried items that go up that are hard to really sit and, you know, plate up and to do those different things with. But we also focus a lot on soups. Fresh made-from-scratch soups.
Oh.
And we have gotten great reviews back from all those items, including these just simple recipes of shrimp, orange ginger shrimp. You know, we're looking at a lot of different seafood with salmon. Salmon's a real popular item that we've rolled out this new menu cycle. A lot of, like, just nice braising techniques, like slow cooking with the braised sirloin tips we've rolled out, Swiss steaks, you know, just fun items that they really get behind and enjoy in our communities. It's unbelievable.
Okay, Andy and I are looking at each other like, we know where we're going for lunch
right.
now every single day.
Wow.
So at this point, I am going to add my beautiful glaze right there. If you see that kind of roll down on it.
So you're combining the shrimp and the vegetables with that glaze that you made earlier.
Absolutely. And that is how it is done.
Excellent. I would like to thank you also for demonstrating in studio today, because as other folks are coming into the International Center today, they're all intrigued that we're cooking in studio today.
I love it. Getting lots of attention. They should be, because it is a fun ordeal to cook on a radio station. This is fantastic.
Now, what are you adding there? What is this?
So this is what I made. I made a little coconut rice for this, too. And one of the things that we talked a lot about is you can add anything you want to it. You know, real popular right now is the ramen noodles, mm-hmm. the soba noodles, the lo mein. All these different types of things, or even just plain brown rice or mm-hmm. any of your grains, your quinoa, your frika, which is a new popular grain right now. So you can add any items that you really want, but I like to do it with a nice little coconut rice. I think it helps really enhance the flavors of what we're tasting.
Now, what is coconut rice?
I don't think I've ever had coconut rice.
Yeah, coconut rice is just it's exactly what it is. It's a little bit of rice that we've made with coconut milk, a little shredded, unsweetened coconut that we cooked down, a little bit of soy sauce, finishing off with sesame oil and some green onions. Great flavor right there.
Oh, wow. So this is one of the recipes, like I said, that you're debuting mm-hmm. for the fall menu at Mason Point, really across all Lutheran Senior Services communities. Residents are giving it great reviews, and now I think we're going to bring in some taste testers.
Absolutely.
We've pulled some staff members from the building, and I tell you, they are super excited to come on in and try it out, and they can give you their own opinion there. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Thanks
it
for
is
having
a privilege.
Us.
Yeah.
Now, who thought you'd be having dinner for breakfast today?
Right. Well, you know, we're willing to sacrifice in your services.
Okay. So, who do we have here with us as our taste testers?
I'm Martha Mitkus. I'm the Director of Campaigns and Special Initiatives for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Wonderful.
I'm Michelle Beckman. I am the Senders Coordinator for the Missionaries.
Yay. Okay, so our special guests here are going to try out a Christian's recipe here and give
Absolutely.
Us a little bit of their thoughts here. So ladies, help come on around.
We've got some plates right here, Anne-Marie, if
We've
you
got
want to
here.
Help serve.
First of all, like I was talking about the colors of it. If you've noticed, you know, just right off the bat, if I saw that come down to me, I'd say, wow, you know, the colors on it's a lot of vegetables in there, a lot of different aromatics that we can have for it.
Well, it smells incredible.
Good. Well, I'm going to have you ladies start tasting that, and then you can give us our reaction. But I just want to call it as well that Mason Point is the newest family member to Lutheran Senior Services. And if you're here within the St. Louis metro area, you most undoubtedly have seen it because it is right there off of Highway 4064.
Yeah.
And we're just super excited about all that they have to offer there. In fact, right now you can go there for REACH short stay rehab as well as long-term care. And pretty soon they're going to be opening up assisted living as well as memory care coming in the spring. And I'm not going to say anymore, but I'm just saying that you should be watching out for Mason Point because there's a lot of exciting things that are happening.
And one of the most exciting things, I think, now is the food.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I'm going to be there every day for lunch. Okay, so
it's really good. I need the rest of it.
And like I said, it's a simple, you know, traditional dish that you can do. Make it home. It's very, very fast. And the residents absolutely adore it.
Yeah, you
it.
Saw
it's a
how,
new way to introduce
them. You saw how fast we did that right here in studio. Now, obviously, there's some prep time beforehand, prepping the vegetables. Martha, is this something you try at home, maybe?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that I think is really incredible about Lutheran Senior Services and their ability to be able to meet the needs of the individuals that have chosen to, you know, spend their life there. You know, one of the struggles that a lot of senior living facilities have is that their residents say that their food is bad. And this is definitely not the case.
Oh,
Hazen Ridge or with Lutheran Senior Services.
Absolutely.
They really do a phenomenal job.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. Michelle, what's your take on it? Is it something you might try at home?
Yeah, definitely.
Or we could just have Christian come cook for us all the time.
Why not?
I really like that.
All right, so the recipe will be at
lssliving.org/blog. So there you can get the full recipe there. Try it for yourselves. And then if you have any questions about Mason Point, especially about those areas that I talked, REACH, long-term care, assisted living coming up, feel free to call Annie at Mason Point, 314-392-6363. Or visit masonpointliving.org as well.
Very good. Jenny, I saw you trying it back there. How was it, Jenny?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you all. Anne-Marie, Christian, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
for coming over and cooking for us in this studio. Our Study of the Daily Lectionary up next on Worldwide KFUO.